impressed were you with the work Dave did with the free agents?
Well, I think, you know, what Dave did is, you know, for the Jaguars, it wasn't impulsive. I think it's been something that's been planned over the last several months, and it's almost like, you know, getting ready for the Olympics. I mean, the starting gun goes off. You need to be prepared and, you know, make the most of it.
That was your first sort of foray into that first-tier free agency. Impressions?
Chaotic?
I think it is chaotic, but again, you know, the league rules allow, you know, just timelines, and you've got to be ready for that. I think the most important thing is to identify who the players would be and, you know, being a logical fit. And we had identified five players in that top tier, and we were successful with three of those. And so, and then, you know, what the next stage would be after that, who would be the candidates, and getting ready for those.
Sean, you said in your first year of ownership once mm-hmm. that you wanted to change the perception of the Jaguars that the other owners had said to you in terms of what their thought process about bringing their team to Jacksonville and the money generated by that and the television ratings and so forth. Have you seen a shift in that here in the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. I think the shift would be it's not just, you know, verbal or casual. I think the shift is, you know, we are the best practice in the league on a number of different areas. I think that's really good news for all the hard work the Jaguars team has done. So, I mean, there could be example after example where, you know, we've learned from the other 31 clubs, and certainly now it's, you know, it's kind of fun to have them come and see what we're doing better, and they could get better using some of our.
It is interesting that Mark laid out in February where the Jaguars ranked in terms of fan experience and fan engagement and how other teams at the end of last year and now again this year want to come and learn some things about what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a lot more than the fan experience aspect also. I mean, there are many, many areas about you know, ticket selling, for example. How do you engage the local community, and especially, you know, when we haven't had success in the field, reinvigorating that. And so, you know, we are kind of a good role model for a number of teams that could come in, and, you know, we can share with them. So.
Mark Lampion signed a new contract last week. Why was it important to keep him on for long term?
I think Mark's done a great job, and I think he's brought a level of competency, you know, energy, sophistication that, you know, has been very helpful to the Jaguars. And that is part of the reason, you know, just Sam was just asking about some of the benchmarking, why we're looked upon as really innovative, certainly in the front office. And Mark's had a lot to do with it.
Stan Kroenke has laid out his plan for the stadium in L.A. Robert Kraft is now quoted as saying he expects two teams to commit by next year. Do you find it interesting that Jacksonville is not mentioned as one of those teams on a regular basis?
Yes, I find that interesting, and it's no accident. I think it's, you know, it's, I think, our mission and what makes sense is really re-engaging Jacksonville, coming up with a more regional approach, and, of course, the London aspect. I think that's where the future lies for us.
What's the timeline on a new idea or decision about expanding the London experience?
I think, Sam, we want to see how things go this year. You know, how much, for lack of a better word, appetite there is for tickets and the experience. You know, how much we don't want to have too much capacity for which we want to match the capacity to the demand. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been very good for us, I think, for exposure and also for money, which is, you know, coming back to Jacksonville. So
it'll be after this year that you decide whether you're going to continue to go?
I would like for us to continue to go. I think it's been very additive and a great experience. And you know, it really prepares us for where we need to be as a future team.
Follow-up on London. Roger mm-hmm. said earlier this week he wouldn't mind seeing games played elsewhere in Europe. Would that help if you were one of two games in London and games were in Barcelona or wherever, would mm-hmm. that would help your cause? And
I think it kind of, you know, I mean, for us, I think it's great for the league, frankly, doing that. But it's to build the fans in different areas. For us, I mean, we are doing London because we want to have really a compelling proposition for our partners, corporate partners. And so we've got to have a much more, much more sharper focus. We can't be, you know, talking about Barcelona and all the other things. That's for the league to do. We want our fans, and where we want to develop fans is Jacksonville and London.
You had mentioned earlier Jaguars not being associated with LA talk. You had mentioned the Shipyard's proposal, actions speaking louder than words. How important is it that actions have spoken that and it's not you saying it?
Yeah, I think eventually that's what happens. I think finally, you know, people see what you're doing, and, you know, it's actions are speaking louder than words. And it's really been quite some time. I mean, I've been there now, it's hard to believe, a little over 3 years, and you can only discourage talk for so much after that. I think you have to go get about your business, and, you know, the talk kind of catches up with the reality.
You made the Shipyard proposal to the DIA. They're on board with that. What's the next step?
Well, it's a public process, so I think, and it's going through that. Once that window is closed, then, you know, they will decide. And I think the most important thing we've done is to get the dialogue started with a vision, with the ability to do. And, you know, we want the best for Jacksonville. If there's a better proposal, better proposition, money or otherwise, God bless. You know, I think we want the best thing for Jacksonville. But if not, I think we have something very viable that will really, you know, move the needle on relevance of Jacksonville.
Dave said yesterday that him and Gus put pressure on themselves to improve the win total. Mm-hmm. Does that mean you don't have to bring it up? I mean, they're self-motivated that way.
Because you brought it up.
You just provide the support.
Yeah. Well, I think I brought it up because, this is – you have to win, I think. This is, if you have to restate or, quote, put pressure, I think you have the wrong people. Mm-hmm. You've got to, you know, obviously measure, and measurement here is very easy, I think, wins, losses. But which direction you're moving, how sustainable it is, I think is also very important. I'm just personality-wise, I mean, you know, that's not who I am. Which is to be, you know, threatening or or constantly, you know, harassing them on, you know, something which is obvious.
But people who have been with you at games know you're a fan. Yeah. I mean, you like to win.
Absolutely. I mean, you shouldn't be in this business if you don't want to win, okay? So, and we want to win. And I think we want to win for a long time because, you know, what's unique about NFL is there's probably 10, maybe 12 teams that are always in the hunt every year. Doesn't matter how many players they lost, injuries they had. They have a structure, infrastructure that's sustainable for the long term, and I think all of you know which teams they are. And because once you make the playoffs, it's really a break here and there that's going to progress you. But so our goal is we need to be at a level where we can get to a playoff, and then, you know, we take our chances. There might be things you can't quite control how the ball bounces, but the regular season, the 16 games we have, we want to be able to, win consistently. So.